Freedom of Communication hearing for Mr. Pedro Rodriguez Chavez, EDC number 299426. This is a hearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. With us today is our esteemed Board Chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. The following is a summary of the application in question. Mr. Rodriguez Chavez is 56 years old. He is currently serving a 12-year sentence for attempt to commit molestation of a child, a dangerous crime against children, a Class 3 felony. He was approximately 50 years old at the time of the instant offense. He pled guilty and was sentenced on March 7, 2015. He appealed his case, was granted review and relief, but ultimately his conviction was upheld. He has a limited criminal history with a prior misdemeanor conviction for driving with a suspended license. Note he has a Maricopa County adult probation and an ICE detainer. I will read a short summary of the incident offense. On October 24, 2013, Phoenix police responded to a call of possible sexual abuse of a child. Upon arrival, the police spoke with a 12-year-old who reported the defendant, that is to say, Mr. Rodriguez Chavez, who was his mother's boyfriend, had engaged in sexual intercourse with him. And there was a further investigation. Now, regarding whether Mr. Rodriguez Chavez's commutation application he is asking for, regarding his commutation application, he is asking for a 5-year reduction in his prison sentence. According to the Arizona Department of Corrections time of computation, he has an absolute discharge date of March 3rd, 2024. Should commutation be granted, his new absolute discharge date would be November 21st, 2019. The purpose of Mr. Rodriguez Chavez's request for commutation is based on his assertion that he had an effective legal counsel, that he is innocent of harming a child, that he has had no prior criminal history, and that he wishes to be released early to serve his family and community. He's had no discipline at AGC. He has no letters of support from family or community in his file. Concerning the question of whether Mr. Rodriguez Chavez's sentence was excessive, his conviction carried a minimum sentence of 5 years, a presumptive sentence of 10 years, and a maximum sentence of 15 years. Considering that Mr. Rodriguez Chavez was given a prison sentence 2 years above the presumptive for a deviant offense that traumatized his minor male victim, I do not find his punishment excessive, but I am certainly open to the discussion and input of my colleagues. Yes, Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Quinones. I would just add that there were counts 2 and 3 in this crime, and for each of those counts, Mr. Rodriguez Chavez received lifetime probation.
Yes, thank you. Just for the sake of the record, state that he did have an ICE and adult probation detainer, but that's a very significant addition to a sentence, and I appreciate that. Any further discussion? Okay, therefore, I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to the board. I'm going to make a motion that Mr. Pedro Rodriguez Chavez, ADC number 299426, not be passed to phase 2, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed. Seconded by the Honorable Mr. House, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. And this concludes our hearing. Thank you.